What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Still moving and grooving right along here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. A lot more to get to. As we give you wall-to-wall coverage of the news that sent shockwaves through the DMV yesterday, Jeff Passan of ESPN first on the scene. New changes, major changes coming in our nation's capital when it comes to the baseball operation. Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez out as the president of baseball ops, as well as the manager of the Washington Nationals. A interim was named today for both spots. It'll be Miguel Cairo, the bench coach, will take over as the manager. Then Mike DiBartolo going to take over as the interim GM. And that a piece of this equation to me is super interesting because of the timing with the Major League Baseball draft. And that's coming up this weekend on Sunday. Nats have the number one overall pick. I think if Mike Rizzo was the guy, it'd be the pitcher out of LSU. I think if you're Rizzo, you want guys that can, you know, come up and help you right away. And I know a lot of people were looking at Ethan Holliday potentially as like the guy. I don't think that made a whole lot of sense for this club, but we'll see where things, you know, move from here. A little bit later on in the show, we'll go and read the piece that Spencer Nussbaum and company dropped at about 6 o'clock in the Washington Post, kind of detailing, you know, what is next and the job that DiBartolo is going to have to do here to try and, you know, hopefully get that interim tag removed at season's end. Right now, though, we go out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Find our pal Chris Russell there, the host of the Chris Russell Show, weekdays 1 to 4 on the Team 980. Chris, what's going on, my man? How are you?
Hello, Linnell. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I am good. Trying to make sense of what happened yesterday. Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez, blown out. Here in D.C., the timing of it a little bit funky. What was your initial reaction to the move that was made yesterday evening?
Yeah, I mean, I think like everyone, I was surprised the double combination of both Rizzo and Davey. But I wasn't surprised at all about Davey. I was surprised more about the timing of Rizzo, considering everything that is immediately ahead, 6 days away from having the number one overall pick and, of course, the trade deadline, which is at the end of the month. I don't understand if it came down to mutual contract options, or I should say team options, for both parties, why they would have negotiated. It makes perfect sense, in my opinion, for Davey to have a July 15th option because that's the All-Star break. To me, that's perfect sense. So I have no issue with that. What doesn't make sense in any way is to negotiate that, presumably the learners wanting that at that date, to want that for Mike Rizzo during not even an argument, Linnell, the busiest month of the calendar for a president and baseball GM, period, End of story. I can't get past that. I have no idea. Maybe that was Rizzo asking for that. I don't know. Nobody has been able to unlock that key. But if that was the Lerner family, boy, is that incredibly, incredibly just mind-boggling.
Yeah, the whole thing to me is mind-boggling, Chris. And I think everyone's trying to, you know, now divvy out blame. Well, do you blame, you know, ownership for the state of the franchise? Do you blame Mike Rizzo for the state of the franchise? And it feels like listening to fans, listening to shows earlier this afternoon and this morning, it feels like a lot of fans, for whatever reason, Chris, are kind of having a pity party for Mike Rizzo here. I don't view it that way at all. Do I think he was handicapped by the ownership group? Yes. That is does it absolve his horrible draft track record? No. How do you kind of divvy out the blame here in terms of where this organization currently sits?
Well, you know, I said they both deserve to get fired, so I wasn't mad that they both got fired. It's just the timing and, again, what I perceive to be a weird clause or date negotiated in. So I'll start there. They both deserve to get fired based on results. However, that being said, if you are a blame the Lerner family for 95-ish% of the problem, you're going to say Davey and Mike got screwed, right? Yeah. If you're a all-around big picture person, which I think I am, I'm going to say the Lerners are, yes, very, very, very responsible. And it was embarrassing that they didn't take any blame whatsoever in that silly little statement they issued yesterday through Team PR.
Yeah.
But I have much more room in my brain and heart to say, hey, yes, some of this is on Davey and the coaching staff. Some of this is on Mike Rizzo and his scouting staff. Now, was he hamstrung? Was he handicapped? Absolutely. There is no doubt about that. But to act like 95% of this is on the Lerners, I don't think is fair, but I think it's those people, mm-hmm. and I think there's a lot of them, that think Mike wasn't given a fair chance, and, you know, Davey was kind of collateral damage, but Rizzo wasn't given a fair chance. And I don't think,
Chris, to me, and me and you, it's crazy how two people that are so, you know, far apart from each other in terms of age and things that we have in common. I agree with you wholeheartedly here, and I think we're on the same page. I don't know what it is and why this fan base is acting like, you know, Rizzo was doing the job with both of his hands tied behind his back. There are plenty of other, you know, ownership groups in Major League Baseball that do not commit resources financially, but their president of baseball ops puts good people in charge, and they supplement the roster by way of drafting and developing talent. That hasn't happened here in D.C., point blank.
Yeah, no, it hasn't. And you don't have to look very far.
No.
You know, to look at the Tampa Bay Rays, right? And I mean, I guess it's not right around the corner, but the Tampa Bay Rays are a perfect example of that. Now, how they do it, I don't have an easy answer for you, but I know when I watch the Tampa Bay Rays and I talk to people in Tampa and people that watch that team, they run the bases well, they play defense well, they hit in the clutch well, they get good enough starting pitching, they have a bullpen that they can mix and match and play matchups, and they do the little things right.
Right.
Now, that's more of a player development coaching thing, but in order to have that as an opportunity, and in order for that development to happen, you have to have the right players in place. And maybe that's where it falls down to Rizzo and his staff. Now, listen, have they undercut him on technology, on scouts in the past? I mean, they've blown out or not renewed several key executives over the last two decades that really hurt Mike Rizzo. I know that for a fact. There is no denying that. But to say that and act like Mike Rizzo has done nothing wrong, I don't think is fair, and I think you're barking up the wrong tree. Again, if you ask me a blame chart, I would say, yes, the Lerners deserve a healthy dose of blame here, but not all of it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and the more and more I hear folks talk about this, the more, you know, the less sympathy, I guess, I have for Mike Rizzo. What I want to know is at this point, right, this is to me the big difference between this rebuild and the rebuild that they successfully completed back in the early 2010s. When you look at that stretch of 2012 to 2019 where they have the second most wins, you know, in all of Major League Baseball behind the Dodgers. They're in, and this is where I think Mike kind of deserves a little bit of a pass, kind of. I want to see what you think. The way that they supplemented that roster around the youngins back in the day compared to how they've supplemented it now with, you know, a Nathaniel Lowe, a Paul DeJong, so on and so forth. Do you think they've done a good enough job putting people in this clubhouse that can show these youngins, hey, this is how you do it on a day-in, day-out basis and not have the mindset of, you know, hey, you know, we're probably going to be gone at the deadline, but let me show you what I know.
Right.
How do you think they fare when it comes to that?
I mean, I'm trying to remember all of the key veterans that were around.
LaRoche,
like,
Worth.
Adam LaRoche is a guy.
Yes.
What's that?
I was saying Adam LaRoche, Jason Worth.
Yeah. Right. Well, Jason Worth was obviously signed to
a
deal which told Major League Baseball the Learners were and the Nationals were serious about contending and winning. And it changed the perception of the franchise. But Adam LaRoche was very very key.
Yeah.
Then they go out and get a Gio Gonzalez, who had been in Oakland in a small market, tough situation to win, and so on and so forth, right? They go and add a couple of veteran relievers, and that always seemingly changed. So I do think they had more, if you will, support structure back then, even in the early days of contending, not to mention, you know, they had a super older kind of veteran manager in Davey Johnson, right? And then they went to a disciplinarian in Matt Williams. We could talk about this forever. Here's the deal. I do think it is somewhat problematic that you have guys like take Kyle Finnegan, for example.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the organization didn't want him.
Right.
And yet, because he couldn't find a dance partner, and they couldn't find a dance partner, he was brought back. If you're Kyle Finnegan, as good as he's been, and he's been good, how do you not have your suitcase already packed? Like, seriously, like if you're Kyle Finnegan, are you spending a lot of extra time trying to tutor Jose A. Ferrer? Who you?
Yeah.
No, probably not. As good as a guy as Finnegan is, and he's one of the guys. Same thing for Josh Bell, who finally, thankfully, got it going in the last 3 or 4 weeks or so. 2 or 3 weeks, let's call it that. But he's likely gone. Same thing maybe for Paul DeJong, who's finally back. He could be gone. Nathaniel Lowe, maybe.
Well, Chris, to your point, it's got to be a major sell-off at the deadline. I expect major sell-off.
Yeah. And if you're DiBartolo, right, that is one way for you to prove your chops, right? If you're an analytics-based guy, go out and get some prospects that are considered analytics-type gems. And I wish I had names for you, but I don't.
No, I know what you mean, though.
Get some under-the-radar, you know, rough diamond-type guys and make some of these trades for aging veterans to replenish your farm system again.
Which sticks,
and
yeah.
More importantly, get guys that can also help you potentially in August and September, or at the very minimum, early next year.
So this is my thing, and we're joined right now by Chris Russell, the host of the Chris Russell Show, weekdays 1 to 4 on our sister station, the Team 980. You know, it's so funny in sports talk radio, Chris. You build reputations of how you do the job, and you know, I've been, you know, known as sort of a contrarian to some, whether it's fair or not. And I can wear it. I can really give a rat's ass.
I could give
a rat's ass with most people have to think about me. But am I taking the contrarian approach with this? If they can make some moves at the deadline and they show some promise and fight down the stretch, when you think about the way the Learners have operated here, think about all the business people that have come in and out of this organization over the past, you know, year, 2 years. You don't think – it feels like the Learners want to have, you know, DiBartolo be the guy. And you can sell it to the fan base as, hey, look, for the past, you know, 15-plus years, we've gone with this old-school – old guard type of talent evaluator. Now we're really leaning all into the analytics and making it a part of our day-to-day operations.
Yep.
Do you see it happening that way? I think DiBartolo's got to be the leader in the clubhouse here.
Well, here's the thing, right? Some people have said that, you know, how could you keep Mike Rizzo past the draft this Sunday and Monday, right? When he's, if you've already made that, you've got to let him go.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes some sense. But how do you let Mike DiBartolo run your draft when you might not be keeping him? When there's no guarantee, unless there is a guarantee,
mm-hmm.
or at least a strong hunch in your mind that this is the guy you want, and this is the guy you're probably going to keep. And it's because, A, he's cheap, B, he's controlled, and C, he's probably not going to be as stubborn as Mike Rizzo is, quite honestly, and was. So, you know, I combine all of that along with the new age analytics, and analytics, I think, I could be wrong on this. I think it speaks to cheaper ownership. And what I mean by that is, you know this, Linnell, right? If you in basketball
mm-hmm.
can't build a great roster, well, what can you do to kind of level out the playing field a little bit? You could have a couple of sharpshooters from three-point land that can keep you in games, get you back in the games, and you don't have to have a great roster in order to be competitive and to win some games. And that's cheaper that way, right? So I think, and maybe that's a bad correlation, but
I see what you're saying here. Yeah. You're saying that analytics point to, you're saying that organizations that rely on analytics don't have the cash to go out and supplement the roster with just talented guys from other places.
I'm not saying that's a definitive thing, but I believe along with that being the thing, right? The way most teams are being built now, I think if you are a cheap or frugal or conservative franchise, I think that's going to speak to you because you say, okay, if we invest here, we should get more out of the talent that we have and without having to break the bank. Again, I point to Tampa. I point to Oakland when Billy Beane, well, now they're Sacramento, but when Billy Beane used to run them on a shoestring budget and they were in the playoffs every year, Minnesota, so on and so forth. There are so many teams that not all teams, but so many teams that have run analytics heavier and less payroll type of mentalities. And I think that speaks to an ownership group that I forget the exact quote. I was trying to look it up while I was driving here. Like Mark Warner said over the offseason, hey, basically, guys, if you want us to invest in players, you mm-hmm. have to invest in us.
Yes.
You know, and whatever the exact quote is, which meant, hey, in order for us to spend money on players that you know, you're going to have to spend money on us. You're going to have to buy into us. Well, to me, one way to, again, neutralize some of that is by getting the no-name, well-rounded
yeah.
analytically savvy type players that can get on base, that can steal bases and are smart about it, that know how to take extra leads, that know how to do different things than maybe some of the players, even young players, on this Nationals team has. I mean, there's so many things at play here. Either way, the bottom line is this, right? I would say this. DiBartolo's got an excellent opportunity, just like I would assume Miguel Cairo was going to have an excellent opportunity. They should not be, in my opinion, the leaders in the clubhouse right now because they have done nothing. But I fear that they are and are going to be because they're cheap
yeah.
and because they're already here. And you don't have to negotiate with other teams to secure their services. And then on top of that, if the team shows progress, fans are going to be like, oh, okay, all right, we got a good young core. We've got new voice, new leadership, new eyes, new vision. Let's see if this works. And I think you can convince them, hey, we're doing the right thing. We're going in the right direction here. And I think people will buy into that.
Yeah.
Whether they'll buy into it with their wallet, that I don't know.
That's the big question. Chris, we appreciate you making some time for us as always, man. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me, this news breaking, in terms of, like, you know, in our profession, they call this the dead period. Man,
yeah.
this is something for us to chew on for a little while because it's yeah. such a layered situation. And My next question, I guess I'll let you go.
You don't want anybody getting fired.
No, of course not.
It does help us.
Of course not.
There is no doubt about it. It helps us.
I'm curious to see what the next move is because it'll show, I think, just how serious the learners are moving forward. Chris, appreciate you as always, and we'll make sure to check you out tomorrow, 1-4, on the Team 980.
All right, thanks, Sam.
That is Chris Russell, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you check out the Chris Russell Show Monday through Friday, 1-4, on the Team 980, or the Deuce, as some like to call it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. When we come back, we will keep the conversation going on the Washington Nationals because I think when it comes to who is the next president of baseball operations, there's really only two options here. I'll tell you what those two options are next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. Here on this Monday night edition of Overtime, you're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Big thank you to our guy Chris Russell joining us in the last segment. If you missed any of that convo, download the always free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back to 8 o'clock to hear Chris Russell giving his thoughts on what happened with the Washington Nationals yesterday. According to Jeff Passan, Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez, both out here in D.C. Mike DiBartolo hired as the interim GM and president of basketball ops. He'll oversee basketball ops, president of baseball ops. He will oversee Sunday's Major League Baseball draft, where ironically enough, and where ironically enough, the Nats own the number one overall pick. timing of this has been fascinating. The guys that have been grinding the tape and on the road the past several months are still in place. So you wonder what type of impact DeBartolo has on the draft ultimately. What I want to look at right now is kind of what is next for this organization. What is next for the Washington Nationals? Because to me, I think what the learners do next is going to be very telling and very revealing about where they stand and how serious they are as an organization moving forward. That to me is a big part of this equation here. What are the learners going to do next? I just am very curious to see how this thing ultimately plays out, because if the learners do what I think they're going to do, it'll prove to some people that they're not serious. I don't know if that's the case or not. I know all the rumors out there about them being asleep at the wheel and the lack of resources that they're providing, and you know, there's no real North Star there in terms of decision makers. I get all of that. But they still got to hire somebody, and this next hire is going to be crucial in terms of what's next for this organization. Former Major League Baseball GM Jim Duque joined Grant and Danny earlier this afternoon. He had this to say about a specific somebody that the Nats could try and pry away.
Well, so the only way that I think I could see he would even consider that is if he was able to get permission from his owner. And the hard part on that is that team is for sale. And if you're the prospective owner that's in that, and there's some local ownership, a guy out of Jacksonville that is, looking to buy. Actually, they have a letter of intent to buy it. They are way more valuable with him running it than not. And, he'd have to get permission from that new group. And it's not likely that new group would let him leave. So even if he wanted to, it'd be hard to do.
He's already listed as a president. It's not like he would just go GM to president. If you're already a president, is it like football where you need a bigger title or no?
Well, there isn't really you could try to bring him in as the president of the organization. I think what Eric would have to do would be to go to the new ownership group and say, listen, you're coming in here, new ownership. You want your own leadership. This is a time for you to start fresh. Allow me to go interview with a couple of organizations I have interest in. He would have to push it from his end. And I think if that was the case, then you wouldn't have to worry about that upward mobility, rule that Major League Baseball has.
Who he was talking about was the Rays president of baseball ops, Eric Neander. And when we look at Tampa and the success that they've had in terms of drafting, developing talent, the way that they have leaned into analytics, wouldn't be a bad hire. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think DeBartolo gets promoted and gets that tag taken off of him. If the Nats, down the stretch here, one, if they crush the trade deadline, which I think, knowing the way DeBartolo thinks and how well respected he is, I think there's good reason to believe he'll do well at the trade deadline. I'm fully confident in that. I think it's going to be a complete fire sale, and they're going to do whatever they can to try and get some guys to supplement a farm system that, in all honesty, is just nothing to get excited about. It's just not. But that's my prediction here. I think DeBartolo gets the interim tag removed, and he is going to be the new president of baseball ops. And if you're the learners, you sell it to the fan base like this. For the past 15 years, right, we have had a guy running this thing that isn't really analytics-driven. Well, now we're going to lean into this and have a full changing of the guard in terms of our organizational philosophy. And this is kind of what Barry wrote about, Barry Svrluga, what he wrote about earlier today in his column in the Washington Post, saying, look, like, if you're going to fire Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo, make sure this isn't like some recalibration. This needs to be a retooling. This needs to be a complete reset. This needs to show a complete change in your organizational mindset here. Like, that needs to happen here if you're trying to, curb some of the apathy of this fan base. I mean, that's just the way that I look at it here. I am not sure, moving forward, how this thing ultimately is going to go, man. Like, I want to believe that this ownership group is going to figure it out. I want to believe that this ownership group understands how they're viewed. I just don't know if they do. That's the one thing. 1-800-636-1067. Here is Jeff Passan. This is cut number three, Bennett. This is Jeff Passan on where ownership stands.
That is a great question. And I think it's one that Mark Lerner, frankly, owes the fans an explanation on. I think that if he wants people to continue coming out to Nationals Park and to believing in this team and what the future looks like, there needs to be a little bit more transparency in this situation, especially before you go out and hire a full-time person. Maybe that's Mike DiBartolo. Maybe it's somebody from the outside. But what I do know is that the Nationals, just in their approach to baseball operations, have differed from other franchises. They have leaned less on the analytics side of things. And I think it's fair to wonder just how much of an overhaul is Mark Lerner willing to fund? And I say fund both in the respect of, does he want to bring in, a higher profile general manager or somebody who's got experience and might cost a little bit more? Or does he want to bring in somebody who has that analytics background and is intending on taking the Nationals at very least up to the baseline of where other organizations are right now? Because I don't think they're there at this point, or at very least they have not applied the information in the same way that other organizations do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting question in terms of like what the philosophy is going to be. Danny Ruhier said something at the at the tail end of their show that got a laugh out of me, but I know he was serious. Obviously, the new president of baseball ops is going to be a huge hire. I need the coaching staff to be better, right? Grant Paulson tweets out the Bernie Sanders meme every game in terms of like the Nats and their shortcomings running the bases and the lack of detail on defense. And it just doesn't look like a well-coached team at times, man. And I know, based off of some of the things you hear coming out of that clubhouse, David Martinez is a player's manager, right? Well-liked, but I don't know how much he was motivating this group at this point. And I think, quite frankly, the clubhouse, the org, just needs a shot in the arm. 2019, I keep saying it, 2019 was a long, long damn time ago. So to act as if, as fans, we're supposed to be okay with what's happened over the past several years, because, 2019, though, kiss my tuchus, 100%. It's not fair to this fan base. It's not. It's not. And I keep going back to this, to the credit of the ownership group. I mean, I beg to know how different things would be if COVID never happened, if they got to benefit from the post-World Series ticket gate, from the post-World Series merchandise influx. Like, they didn't get to benefit from that stuff. And you wonder, how far it set back this organization in terms of, the financial situation that they were in 2020. Right now, I want to let you hear from Jeff Passan. It's cut number seven, Bennett, on if this ownership group is self-aware of their shortcomings here.
Well, when you have the second most losses since winning a World Series, maybe your way needs to change. Like, that's the question I really have about the Nationals organization is just how self-aware are they, right? How much does ownership know about how this organization runs? But beyond that, how other organizations run? How other organizations are leveraging their assets to win baseball games, and how do the Nationals compare to that? And I think the best and most successful people in professional sports are the most curious, the ones who know that they really don't know a whole lot, and they're constantly trying to learn and understand their place in the game better. And there's been this gravitation, I think, of teams, particularly mid and small market teams, toward staying away from free agency. It's an inefficient market, and you're buying downside years. And all those arguments, they're valid. They're salient. They're true. But there aren't all that many ways to acquire players, right? You can get them in the domestic amateur draft. You can get them as teenagers in the international pool. And then beyond that, it's either trades or free agent signings. And with trades, you're giving up talent to get talent. Whereas with free agent signings, you're giving up money. And, last I checked, the learners were very rich. They had a lot of money and a lot of opportunity to take this team and turn it into something else. And we've seen it before, guys. We saw $245 million for Steven Strasburg. We have seen them go out. I know this is a while ago now, but $126 million for Jason Worth. Yeah, they let Anthony Rendon walk. Yeah, they let Bryce Harper walk. So it's not always re-signing their guys. But it's not like this team hasn't been willing to go out on a limb financially in the past. And, you know, I would argue that Max Scherzer's original deal with the Nationals was one of the five best deals of this century. Like, he was incredible the whole time here, worth every single penny that they were paying him over those 7 years.
It's Jeff Passan of ESPN. It's fascinating to think about where this organization currently is, and they're at a crossroads right now. I think the most damning thing about where things are is just how apathetic this fan base is right now. And I feel for you all, and I talk about myself as well. I'm a Nats fan. It's tough. And if some of you out there have given up and aren't willing to come back and, you know, aren't willing to go to the stadium anymore, I get it. I get it wholeheartedly. Here's the other thing about the learners and their lack of spending that makes me scratch the hell out of my head. Nats Park was paid for by the District of Columbia. They didn't have to spend a dime on Nats Park. Got gifted a stadium. And yet, you're bitching and moaning about spending? You're not giving your president of baseball ops the best resources possible to go out and field a contender? And then, oh, by the way, you make the biggest organizational decision you've made since you hired Mike Rizzo by firing Mike Rizzo, and we get a quote, a statement. Is all we get? The learners owe us all an explanation, and until we get it, I'm on their ass. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back. Your calls, if you have any, on what's going on right now with the Washington Nationals. Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez out. Do you have confidence in this ownership group moving forward to bring in well-versed baseball people, or do you kind of think this is what it is, and it'll be this way until they sell? We'll take your calls on that next. We'll also get into the other big-time news that happened over the weekend. The Washington Wizards bringing a young star back to the DMV. Tell you who next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Tapped into the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock tonight. Breaking down every angle of what happened yesterday. The Washington Nationals shaking things up organizationally, parting ways with President of Baseball Operations Mike Rizzo, as well as manager Davey Martinez. It was announced earlier this afternoon that Miguel Cairo going to take over as the interim manager. And then it will be Mike. Wow. I can't. My computer just did the craziest thing, Ben. You wouldn't believe what's happening right now. It would be Mike DiBartolo as the interim president of baseball operations. He's been with this organization for a while here, you know, previously serving as the vice president of baseball operations, as well as the assistant general manager. So a guy that's well-versed, definitely qualified for the job, and has been waiting his opportunity. So I'm curious to see whether or not he could do enough to keep the job down the stretch. Talk more about the Washington Nationals and the big move that they made yesterday as we get into the 9 o'clock hour. But really, just here real quick while we got some more time, man, I'm ultimately stunned that they actually decided to go this way. When I say stunned, I didn't think Mike Rizzo was in trouble. I didn't. It feels like he's always got this baked-in excuse of like, hey, the ownership group doesn't spend. And I think what the learners proved with their decision yesterday is, look, it simply ain't good enough. We know we're not spending, but what the hell are you doing in terms of drafting, developing, and retaining talent? And the question, and the answer, rather, for Mike Rizzo is not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. 1-800-636-1067. Kyle's in Vermont, wants to chime in. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, man, how you doing? Thanks for taking my
call.
Good,
man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I got no confidence in the learners to do anything with this. It seems like a knee-jerk reaction. They either came to Davey and said, hey, or came to Rizzo and said, hey, you got to fire Davey, and Davey didn't want to do it, or Rizzo didn't want to do it. Or probably what happened is Rizzo wanted to spend at the deadline, and they're just not interested. I have no faith that the learners are going to take this forward. Ever since Ted died, this is a show, and they need to sell. They need to sell today. I didn't want it to be to Ted, but I'll take it to anyone right now.
I get you, man. Kyle, look, anybody that's frustrated and upset, I understand wholeheartedly. As a fan, if at season's end they removed the interim tag from Mike DiBartolo and named him the new president of baseball ops, would it frustrate you as a fan?
Oh, heck yeah. That's not a move.
Yeah.
Like, we're not doing anything. We need a full retool. And listen, I'm like Rizzo's number one fan. I get it. His player development has been bad. It's been real bad. I think his draft record's not even that great either. But, like, it felt like with the trades you were getting and he was pulling off, you felt like something's going on. But, like, he's handcuffed by this this ownership group. And you can even see it in his quote where he said, I've dealt with them or I've navigated with them for the last 20 years. I mean, I think that says it all, right? Like, it doesn't matter. They didn't even want to fly the team's families on the team play for the World Series. Remember, there was a whole big thing with Strasburg about that, and Strasburg stepped in and got them to do it. The Learners are cheap. They need to sell this baseball club.
Whew. Spoken like a scoring Nats fan, Kyle. I appreciate you as always, brother. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thanks, man.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, the big news over the weekend from the Washington Wizards, bringing a former first-round pick from the DMV back home. We'll give you the details on that next. This is The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. You're tapped in. The Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock tonight. In about 9 minutes, we'll be joined by our pal Law Murray of The Athletic. We'll get his thoughts on the big-time move that the Wizards made over the weekend, sending 2 second-round picks to the Houston Rockets in exchange for Cam Whitmore, the number 20 overall pick back in the 2023 draft. Cam Whitmore, a graduate of Archbishop Spalding in Maryland. So bringing a DMV cat back home, always a good thing to do. The other thing about this that makes it really cool, the one thing about this that makes it cool is this is a kid that's a lifelong Wizards fan. He grew up coming to Wizards games. His dad used to surprise him with Wizards tickets after school at times, man, and there was a photo posted on his Instagram story of Marcin Gortat signing an autograph for Cam Whitmore at a Wizards game back in the day. And it just goes to show you, man, he's been a fan. So having him here, I think, is huge. And I fully anticipate him maximizing his opportunity, man. The one thing that I'm curious to see when it comes to Cam Whitmore, let's just talk about this and be open, honest, and transparent about it, right? I don't want to act as if he is some foolproof, bust-proof prospect, right? I think he's got, quite frankly, a long ways to go, right? Like, he's got to defend at a higher level, right? I think that is the big reason why you know, he couldn't get on the floor for Houston under Ime Udoka. Couldn't defend. Now, he's a microwave volume scorer, but in order to play for Ime Udoka, you got to defend. Got to defend. So, man, with Cam Whitmore, I guess the question is this. Can this Wizards coaching staff get him to buy in on that end of the floor? That'll obviously determine how successful of a move this is. I think on its surface, though, low risk, super high reward in terms of the upside that Cam Whitmore has, in my opinion. Like, Shawty could play, point blank, period. Like, he could flat out get a bucket, jumps out of the gym, super athletic. When you think about how well he shot the ball from the three-point line the past 2 years, it's huge. The one thing that I'm curious about is how it impacts the current team. And one guy in particular that I think it will directly impact and will be his direct competition to be with this team long-term is the Wizards' first-round draft pick of this new regime, talking about Bilal Coulibaly. Cam Whitmore and Bilal Coulibaly are both extension eligible after the season. So this is a massive year coming up for Bilal, coming up for Cam, in terms of, like, can they establish themselves as clear starters in this league? I want to give credit where credit is due, though. Will Dawkins, Mike Winger, Travis Schlenk. What these dudes have done since they've gotten here to D.C. is, it's honestly unbelievable. It's genuinely unbelievable what they've been able to do since getting here to the nation's capital. The Wizards now have 9 first-round picks from the past 3 drafts. 9. We're going to talk about trying to find a way to draft and develop talent and throwing things against the wall and see it with sticks. That is what's happening in D.C., and I think it's the right way to go about your business if you are the Washington Wizards. Point blank. It is the right way to go about your business. Now, as far as Cam Whitmore is concerned and why ultimately he is not a member of the Houston Rockets anymore, I think it's pretty clear if you follow this thing closely what has happened. Clearly, Cam Whitmore has a bevy of potential, right? Dynamic athlete, can score it in bunches. I think he understands how to create space. But, like, to me, this trade indicates a couple of things. Houston doesn't have the time nor the roster space to develop Cam. And then the other thing, and this is where I get curious, like, how well do you know the player? All the reports coming out of Houston is that Cam Whitmore was a headache while he was laying in wait, waiting for his opportunity. And right now, if you're Houston, you feel like, look, they're wanting to focus on their contention window right now with Kevin Durant than the development of young guys on the perimeter. It's just the way that I view it. Final hour of power coming your way next here on The Fan. Law Murray of The Athletic going to join us. We will get his thoughts on the Washington Wizards acquiring Cam Whitmore from the Houston Rockets. Plus, we'll ask Law what is next during this NBA offseason and who's impressed him the most. That's next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.